This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Pornalism, that was a term somebody tweeted to me in describing what formerly used to be called journalism. They called it pornalism. And I thought about it and said, you know what, it's pretty accurate. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Lots going on. You know, I was thinking, I've been watching these various interviews with people, specifically Jordan Peterson, who we're trying to set up an interview with. And what an intellect. And but it's funny, you know, I listened to Jordan talk about the left and the right, and whether he knows it or not, he's more right-leaning, even though he's a pragmatist in how he views things and having a degrees in psychology. He really does have a firm understanding of a lot of things. And what's interesting is I watch him as I think to myself, I think two things. Wow, I don't know anything. You know, when you start quoting Carl Jung and Nietzsche and people like this, and I don't know what these guys have said. You know, I don't quote these guys and commit it to memory. But what I do know is what I know. And I know human nature, and I know what I've observed, and I know enough about Jung and Nietzsche and those guys to be dangerous. And so I hear people describe these issues, and I think to myself, you could boil that down very simply. And I'll give you an example. So, and I'm going to get more into this, but I want to talk about one quick thing, and I want to tell you how I boil it down. Because a couple of my staffers, we were talking about how we're going to attack a problem, and they were just going on and on and on, and I went, look, guys, it's really this simple. We do this. And everybody went, wow, you know, how'd you do that? And I'm like, that's, my mind goes, why, we're analyzing a problem, and we create more problems in the analysis than we do in looking for the solution. So here's an example. Russell Brand is interviewing Jordan Peterson, and they're talking. Russell Brand is about Marxism. He believes Marxism in its purest form is great. He blames capitalism, and of course, Jordan Peterson says, you can't put this at the feet of capitalism, not completely. And I hate when people do, not completely. What do you mean? You can't put anything completely at the feet of anything. You know, there's never the absolutes. Even when you say never, absolutes. So the only thing that, you know, you can do is you can say, well, if in the analysis, if I'm 80% right and you're 80% wrong, then I win. So here's the point. Russell Brand is saying, it needs to be equal. All need equal, equal, equal. And we debate on the level of equality. So Jordan Peterson is explaining that the you have advantages in life. Like he used Russell Brand. He says, you've got more opportunities right now than you probably normally have, right? Because of where you are in the continuum. You've made a lot of money in a segment of what you do for a living. And in doing that, your opportunities increase geometrically, if not exponentially, so many that you reject more opportunities than you accept. He goes, you're right. He says, but there's a point where you don't get, it goes the other way, where you don't get the opportunity, so you start drinking, and your drinking leads to alcoholism, and alcoholism leads to you losing your job, and it spirals down, and you go off the cliff the other way. And what the continuum is based on, wow, you know, look at Russell Brand or Denzel Washington with all these opportunities and all these people below them that don't have those opportunities. And so Jordan Peterson is trying to say, it is unfair to a degree, what he said was this: the left look at inequality and they don't look at it and solve the problem. The right dismiss it because they say, look, you've earned it. If you get to the point where you've got more opportunities than not, you've earned it. And I say to Jordan Peterson that the right is right about this, because here's the deal. Everybody has equal opportunity. Now, Russell Brand disagrees and says, well, Well, he could say he got lucky, but there are people supposedly born into good circumstances. Sure, there are rich kids that can make phone calls and get things done. It doesn't mean they're going to win. It doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean that the kid born to Usain Bolt is going to win the 100 meters in 20 years or 15 years, whatever, because some other kid is not willing to outwork him. They disregard that part, and that bugs me. Anyway, I want to do an in-depth discussion around this stuff at some point, because I'm watching these people that I believe, it's certainly Jordan Peterson, I believe him to be a true intellect. And I want to have this discussion with him and say, I agree with you here, but I disagree here. And I don't believe he's ever met somebody that thinks like me. Well, of course he hasn't, because I'm an individual. But I'm saying, even in the whole, I don't believe he's had a debate like he and I could have. So I'm anxious to have that happen. Seriously. Just wanted to kind of let you guys in on it. Anyway, back to pornalism, the journalism that disguises itself as such these days. They want you to believe the lie. And here's what's funny. So I was looking at this national poll. It's a Rasmussen poll. It says, I'm reading from this, President Trump and likely Democratic nominee Joe Biden. They called him likely Democratic nominee, are now running neck and neck in Rasmussen's reports weekly White House survey. Now, I tell you this because, you know, really? They're running neck and neck now. It says the latest national telephone online survey finds Biden at 47%, Trump at 45%. 5% prefer somebody other, 4% undecided. So it's statistically within range. It says a week ago, Biden held a 47-44% advantage after leading Trump by 10 points in our first weekly White House survey. So, I don't know when they started doing it, Rasmussen, in terms of following the Biden-Trump tete-a-tete, but here's what I'll tell you. It's dropped from a 10-point lead to a 2-point lead within a statistical margin of error, and it probably has been within months. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there is no legitimate poll that has Biden ahead of Trump. Not a legitimate poll. If the Democrats want to fool themselves, fine. But it's pornalism. It's whatever the Democrats need to see to feel good. You know, we might as well just play the porn music. That's what they're trying to do. And they want to demoralize us. But even Rasmussen is having to now step back and take a look and go, whoa. Anyway, folks, look, we got a lot going on. People are getting a little bit more sanity as the time goes on in this crazy era of liberalism. And we're going to talk about it when I get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
You let Biden sit through an interview like this, he'll be on the ground crying for mommy. He'll say, mommy, mommy, please take me home.
Donald Trump talking about Joe Biden asking for mommy. I asked the other day, I said, do you think Joe Biden will take Donald Trump up on his asking him to take a cognitive awareness test? And I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden would not take, you know, because one of my friends said, Kevin, if Biden does well in these debates and he looks good, it'll make Trump look bad. You know, if Joe Biden can hold his own. I said, do you think Donald Trump is not the attorney that already knows the answer to the question? When he says, you know, tell the court how many homes you own. Do you think he hasn't researched how many homes you owned or whatever? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com. Donald Trump is a shrewd man, and he thinks three-dimensionally. There are rare thinkers out there. I mean, they're not like unicorns, but there are rare thinkers out there who can look at a chessboard of life and go, I got this. And Donald Trump is one of them. He's got this. He knows that Joe Biden is diminished, and he's daring him to come. Let's go. So Donald Trump issues an executive order. I know we have a clip. You want to play it? Yeah, here he is talking about his executive order.
The first order will require federal community health centers to pass the giant discounts they receive from drug companies on insulin and EpiPens directly to their patients. You know, insulin became so expensive people weren't able to use it. They desperately needed it. We have it to a level that you're not going to believe. EpiPens, likewise. You've been reading horrible stories about EpiPens over the last 6-7 years. Horrible, horrible, horrible increases where they went from almost nothing to massive amounts of money. We're changing that right now. These providers should not be receiving discounts for themselves while charging their poorest patients massive full prices. Under this order, the price of insulin for affected patients will come down to just pennies a day from numbers that you weren't even able to think about. It's a massive cost savings.
Hey, Joe Biden, this is a big effing deal. Isn't that what he said about Obamacare? This is Donald Trump addressing an actual need, specifically through an EO. Now, look, I don't need an EpiPen. I don't take insulin. But for the people that do, if the president sees this as one of these things, great. He's addressed opioid addiction. He's addressed the pre-existing conditions and insurance and giving people their money back. Good luck, Joe Biden. You are going to be begging for mommy. Donald Trump knows how to play these leftists, boy. And what are you going to say? What is Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer? I can't believe that he gave, you know, reduced the price of medicines. What about the people who claim that Big Pharma and all these people are in collusion with government now? What does it say when Donald Trump says, I'm going to make sure that the people that need their meds get affordable meds? And you know what else I'll do? I'll bring the meds back from Canada. Did you guys see that story? But I know Joe Biden's leading in all the polls, right? Because people have such a trust in Joe Biden and his ability to lead. The man who has gotten nothing right in a 40-plus year career in politics. He's done nothing. He's got nothing right. Joe Biden has been on the side of wrong in practically every political issue, and the only time he comes close to getting it right is when he pretends to be a conservative, when he actually looks pragmatically at a problem like crime. We play clips of Joe Biden where he's talking about crime in the black community, and he's got to eat them now. He's got to eat those words. Because he's essentially doing the same thing Hillary did, calling black people super predators. Let me tell you something. Black people are not super predators. But what they are is they have been put in a position to have a high level of criminality. Now, if you think that's part of a black person's DNA, you would be a racist. If you think it's part of a condition that black people have been led into, you would be a pragmatical person. You'd be a pragmatist. A pragmatic person, not pragmatical. But you get what I'm saying. You'd be a pragmatist. Nothing wrong with that. So here's what I want you to understand. Joe Biden would be begging for mommy if he had to sit through a basic interview. He absolutely would be. He could not handle it. And Donald Trump knows it, so he calls him out. And he says, I dare Joe Biden to come sit in an interview and do this. And oh, by the way, wait, the reason why they're keeping him away from me while they're doing what they're doing is because they know he can't do it. It's beautiful because until Biden comes out, that specter is all over him. And here's the problem for the Democrats. When he does come out, he obliges Trump. He talks about nurses breathing in his nostrils and little kids playing with the hairs on his legs and corn pop and him getting into a truce over the pool or whatever else. The guy does not know what to say. He goes off script. And that's why, and when you see his interviews now, man, what is this in my mouth? They see his interviews now. Joe Biden goes to the podium, reads his little speech, and he runs off. No questions. And meanwhile, he wants to defund the police and all a host of other things. And Joe Biden is a product of everything that's happening
around this country for the leftists. He's a product of Portland. He's a product of Seattle. He's a product of Atlanta. He's a product of Antifa and BLM and on and on. I watched a video of a girl from Yugoslavia say, you know, we started this way where they divided us by, they couldn't, Yugoslavs look the same. We're all white people. But what they did is they divided us by ethnic religions. You know, the Christians, the Catholics, and, well, Christians are Catholics, but the Protestants and the Catholics and the Muslims. And then they got us to fight. Well, here's why I'll tell people it's not going to work in the United States. We've been doing this a long time. We've been watching people divide us by race, by gender, by, and now by religion, by sexuality, and a host of other things. We are well versed in how they're doing it. Now you could say, Kevin, we're winning. They're winning because, you know, we're focused on all these things. No, they're not winning. I promise you they're not winning. Are they getting more boisterous? Are they getting more attention put to it? Yes, they are. That is the key. Winning back the media side of it. And you know what Donald Trump did that blew the whole thing apart? Was when he called the media a lie. I called them in the first segment, pornalists. They're not journalists, they're pornalists. They will do whatever it takes to get you to look at them. If that means opening up the raincoat, if it means pulling on the bra, whatever they need to do, if they can attract you, they will do it. But it isn't going to work. And there's a lot of reasons why. I'm not going to go into it now. I want to make sure you understand what's coming up. I want to analyze a work done by the great Dennis Prager. I give my take.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in Washington, D.C. for the final time. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol as a member of Congress, and the public will pay tributes to the civil rights icon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott on Congressman Lewis.
He was certainly passionate about all civil rights, but he was very passionate about financial literacy, very passionate about having equality and opportunity economic opportunity throughout this nation for all people. And I loved his heart. When I first became a congressman, he was one of the first to invite me in and sat me down. And as if he could foreshadow the future, he told me not to be bitter.
Major League Baseball having emergency meetings as 14 members of the Marlins organization have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is confirming that National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. O'Brien is the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for the virus. His recent proximity to President Trump is unclear. DHS Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defending the Trump administration's decision to deploy federal law enforcement agents to Portland following weeks of violent protests and rioting, saying the protests in the city are different from normal criminal activity. Agreeing with him is Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
The president has to take action to defend federal properties and installations. He ought not have to. Of course, the federal government has to defend its own property if a local mayor will not. If he doesn't want federal officers in Portland, he ought to do his job.
Riots and looting did also take place in Los Angeles, with protesters and rioters not allowing vehicles to drive on some streets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I could do a whole series on what I'm about to talk about right now. And it was the inspiration for this segment is from a friend of mine, Dennis Prager. And Dennis wrote a piece where he called it the dehumanization of blacks. And it's a subject I've talked about, you know, quite ad nauseum. The dehumanization of blacks. Dehumanization of blacks, I'm sorry. And I love the topic, and I'm going to give you Dennis's take because it's a different experience, and I think you need to hear things sometimes from a different perspective. But I've said this. And I'm going to begin the idea around this. And by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to ask you a very simple question. Of the significant relationships in your life, what is the tie that binds? What binds you to that person? For example, I could say to you, what was it about your spouse? Now, there are some psychological things. Oh, my husband reminds me of my father. Or the opposite side of that is this woman, your wife, reminds you of your mother or a very important figure in your life. There's a psychology of that. But there are things that bind you. For example, one of my friends is met his girlfriend because he was a skier. One of my other friends met his girlfriend because he went to a cooking class. So you find these things that make you go, whoa, you like that too? And it's funny, the more obscure it is, the more likely, like for example, I have a buddy, his name is Rob, and he dates, if you look at his pictures on his Facebook page, and everybody's sort of bulky and fit. And you know where he met his girlfriend? In a fitness contest. So it's the tie that binds. Now, this is a white guy, and he's dating an Asian girl. Now, what I'm getting at is it wasn't race that bound him. I mean, of course, he's not a racist, and neither is she, obviously. But it was the fact that they had that in common. That was really the tie that, I mean, she's a pretty girl, he's a handsome guy, but they had all kinds of people to pick from. He's a management consultant, he's all over the place, in companies, he saw all kinds of people, a lot of white people, white women, you know, men if he was into that, but he goes to his fitness, to his gym, he meets a girl that's equally, you know, because let's face it, there are people that go to the gym and they primp and they're like, ah, I look cute. His girlfriend works out. And you see their pictures, their friends are not people that, you know, go to the gym and tiptoe around. Their friends are people that work out. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. You look at the pictures and you go, now that's a group of fit people. All ages, and it's really funny. All races,
all ages, but fit. And it's funny because I was looking at it was his birthday recently, and I was looking at the thing on Facebook, and I went, I'll be a son of a gun. You can tell what binds this group together. They talk about nutrition, fitness, athletics, what have you. That's the type. I could see it. Versus you see people that are overweight and they got cards in their hands and they're drinking, you know, whatever. And they just get together and they party. All different races, all different sizes and shapes and colors and whatever. That's how they do it. So it's the tie that binds. You ever met somebody out and you both, you know, you see them wearing a Philadelphia Eagles hat and you're like, hey, you Eagles fan? Yeah, yeah, man, I'm going way back. Always, from day one. It's funny with Minnesota fans, because Minnesota, oh, Lord, they've been in the Super Bowl 4 times and never won. Maybe it's 5 times now, but they've never won. And so you see a guy in Minnesota and they just have this affinity, like, oh, dude, you from, yeah, oh, me too. Jeez, guy. And then they go to talking. Right? And then they find, hey, so, you know, okay, you ought to come over and watch a game sometime. You should get together, have a drink. And that's the tie that binds. They don't know politics. They don't care about your color. It's just, that's the thing. Casual conversation, maybe you overheard about a guy that likes tennis. He's talking about, yeah, I was hanging out at a clinic with Agassi. And, oh, man, you're I heard you talking about Agassi. Maybe you're in the movies. Instant friend. You know, instant acquaintance with the potential to turn into a friendship. That's what draws people together. So Dennis Prager wants to take a look at this, and he says, if you take black and white left-wing rhetoric seriously, blacks are not human beings like members of other races. They are first and foremost black. They are human beings defined before anything else by their color, not their humanity, their personality, their character, their mind, or their heart. So much so that according to white and black leftists, if you dissent from this racist view, you are labeled racist. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, that black folks need to join the human race and stop being, and I've used this term many times, ethnocentrically racist. I call this to Richard Fowler on TV. I said, you are an ethnocentric racist. Everything you do is seen first on the basis of color. And that is a racist thing. If you're evaluating how a cop treated somebody, what color is the cop? What color is the perp? That's the way you do it. You can't just evaluate it on humanity. I don't care that Chauvin or whatever the dude's name that had his knee on George Floyd's neck is white or black. Regardless, he needs to be evaluated. The situation needs to be looked at. But I don't care. It doesn't make it any different for me that the guy was white. But it does to the ethnocentric racist, these leftists. Prager goes on. The idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this, the progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do any blacks see themselves first as blacks? When a black man, let's call him James, looks in the mirror, does he first see a black person or does he see James? When a white woman, let's call her Karen, I'm playing with the left here, looks into the mirror, does she first see a white person or does she see Karen? Does any human being first see his or her color? Of course not. This is Dennis's conclusion. Yet, we're supposed to believe that the most important thing about a black individual is that he or she is black. And if we do not honor that fact, if we aim to be colorblind, he puts it in quotes, then we are labeled racist. The dehumanizing sense, or nonsense rather, goes for racial truth these days. Thus, for example, we who are not black are supposed to acknowledge that we cannot possibly see the world a black person sees the world. We cannot possibly understand what it is like to be black. This is part of the dogma that the left imposes on society through the media, through cancel culture. Say that you are colorblind, and you might lose your job or your reputation. And through racial sensitivity, training seminars at colleges and universities in the workplace. I'm not sure if he meant to say that. Say that you are
colorblind, then you might lose your job or your reputation. I think he meant to say that you're not colorblind. But to be honest with you, it does work both ways. And I've talked about this idea, this insane notion that I don't see color. I think it's just so stupid. Talked about it the other day. It is such a lie. You lose all credibility with me when you tell me a lie. I don't see color. Even colorblind people see color. They don't see it the way we see it, but they can make out some hues of color. So we all see color. And we can overlook it. The same way, you know, there are people that are not as attractive. You've met people that somebody goes, hey, Kev, you know, you ought to meet so-and-so. Maybe y'all will hit it off. And you see her and you're like, she's not attractive. But you know what you do? You give her a chance and you might overlook that she's not as pretty as your last girlfriend. Or he's not as handsome as your last boyfriend. Or he's not as tall. Or he's a little thicker. But you know what? He's fun to be around. I like the guy. That is the way we work. We notice, yeah, I didn't notice that she was slightly overweight. Dude, come on now. You told me the girl was a fitness model, and she could have played linebacker for the Cowboys. Y'all know what I was about to say. So, it's okay. Because you know what? You meet old chubby girl, and you find out she got such a bubbly. You know what? I like her. And you suddenly, the thing that's obvious to you doesn't become a game changer. Let me tell you, in the black community, my grandmother, it was the world's worst. She would tell you in a minute, you can't marry, you can't get a kid, baby, you can't date that girl, she's too dark. Y'all kids will be too black. That's what my grandmother would say. Against her own people. My uncle was dark skinned, and he went through a ton of women. And I remember distinctly my uncle bringing a black, the dark black woman, you know, because he's dark skinned. And she said, Robin, y'all, you can't be married to this woman. Y'all kids will be too black. That's what she said. God bless her. Love her to death. But there was a color code, and it was a color code in the black community. There's nobody that's black that can dismiss me on this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article that Dennis Prager wrote and a concept that I've talked about many times, and it is the dehumanization of black folks. The idea that you got to be so black that you forget to live life. You just don't live life normally because you're too caught up in being an ethnocentric racist, looking through the prism of blackness. And that's what Prager's talking about. So, he was, as I said earlier, and I'm going to go back to it just a little bit, he says the idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do you see yourself as black first, or do you see yourself as Kevin? Do you see yourself as Jaquan? It's funny, because I will be in a room full of white folks, and I don't have any discomfort whatsoever. And every now and then, I'll think to myself, these white folks are looking at, I'm the only black, maybe the only, or one of two blacks. And I'm thinking, they look around the room and they go, there's a black guy here. They don't think anything of it,
but they have to notice it. But you don't feel any tension or anything. And me, it's nothing. But every now and then, it's funny because I'll go, I'm the only black dude here, or there's two of us here. You know, and it'll hit me because of the politics of it. Because I'm going to tell you something. If it weren't for this thing that I do now, I would never even think about it. I never think of my color. I've traveled all over the world, and I'm in places where I truly may be the only black guy. But now they may be some Indians or whatever, but I'm the only authentically black guy, and I don't even give 2 seconds of thought about it. It's funny to me more than anything. So Prager's going through this, but he says, but all this does is promulgate the view that blacks are inherently different from other people. As a result, the only way the left's view of blacks differs from that of white supremacists is that the latter believes blacks are inherently inferior, whereas the left believes blacks are inherently different. Well, I beg to differ with Dennis on this. I believe that the left disguises their racism in exactly what he just said. They see us as inherently different, inherently in need of their assistance. Still, you know, Dennis is a bright guy, so I'll give him a pass. But he goes, but both the left and the white supremacists agree that race contains immutable characteristics. Aside from its inherent racism, well, see, now he's getting there. He says the progressive view of blacks is pablum. No one can see the world through another's eyes. No one can fully understand what it is like to be another human being. Do all whites understand how other whites see the world? One of the ongoing jokes in public dialogues I have with Adam Carolla around the country is how much we think alike, despite the fact that our backgrounds could hardly be more different. And he goes on to describe the differences between their backgrounds. I didn't know this stuff about Adam Carolla, so here you go. He says, other than being white and male, we have essentially nothing in common. He's an atheist. I'm a religious believer. He's Italian. I'm a Jew. He grew up poor and on food stamps in Los Angeles. I grew up in a solid middle-class home in Brooklyn. He had little formal education, never went to college. I grew up in a house of intellectuals and went to an Ivy League college graduate school. Even though I cannot relate to his experience or he to mine, we are nevertheless very close because in addition to that intangible thing that creates friendships, we have the same values. On the other hand, I'm a Jew. George Soros is a Jew. Other than the same ethnic ancestries, we have absolutely nothing in common. I have far more in common with the black conservative intellectual Larry Elder. The notion that race or ethnicity bonds people is both stupid and racist. Now see, that's why I asked you earlier, what binds you to a person? I have friends because I've met them because they go, I like to golf. I love to golf. Oh, dude, let's go golf. I have people, I'll tell you this. I have friends that I golf with I have not associated with in any other way except we golf together. And it isn't that I don't want to hang out with them. It's just I'm busy, they're busy, and we haven't been able to do anything outside of that. But when it comes to golf, yo, Kev, you ready to go golf? Absolutely, let's go. And we meet at the course. I have a black buddy, and we met at the golf course, and we were both walking, and he was like, you mind if I join you? Yeah, let's go. And we have never met outside of golf socially, but when we are golfing together, we're friends. To be honest with you, I don't even know his politics. I know what he does for a living, but here's what I do know. The dude knows how to golf, and he's a fun guy to golf with. That's what we do together. And I got white friends the same way. Never been with them. We see each other at the golf course. Hey, Kev, you think we were at a country club and we knew each other and we, you know, Buffy and Biffy were getting married and we, you know, our daughters went to the same school or something. I don't have any daughters, but you get what I'm saying. But we have that common tie. And so here, Prager is explaining, I'm friends with an atheist Italian that grew up poor, very complete polar opposites in terms of who we are. But you know what binds us together? This love of this country, this thing that we're fighting for. this thing that we understand is more important than all this other stuff. And what they're doing with blacks is, I'm telling you, they want you so focused on black. They want women so focused on their genitalia. They want LGBT so focused on how they have sex that it won't even let them get to the point where you can even evaluate your humanity. There are more gay people that I've talked to, and that we're having a conversation, having a great time. And you know how we end this subject? I go, let me give you a card so you can see some of my work. I want them to go, that dude is a conservative. And I know they're gay. Yeah, look, just keep in touch. And I don't start out trying to make the point, but what I'm doing is, it's my little small way of saying, you know what? You're going to go look at my work and you're going to think, there's that closed-minded big guy, I can't believe it. And you're going to go, no, he isn't. He didn't do any of that. And he was proud to tell me, here's my work. Go look at it. Because the ties that bind, I met a gay woman, a gay couple. The lady was a singer, and she could really sing. She let me listen to her thing while we were on the plane. She's with her girlfriend. Where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. She gives me her card. I send her a note. Hey, look, if we do an event, I'm definitely going to get you there. She goes, me and my girl, we broke up. And I go, well, hey, I'm sorry to hear that. But just wanted to let you know, hadn't forgotten about you. We're going to try to put something together. Love to have you come. Thank you very much. Thanks for thinking about me. Now, she knows my work. I follow up. You know, I haven't forgotten about her. And I don't care about her being gay. Because you know what bound me to her? Her talent. She could sing, and she was a nice person. Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Got nothing to do with me. Anyway, Prager goes on. Prominent black conservative John McWhorter, brilliant man, just did a review of White Fragility, the book that left most frequently recommends to America's alleged system racism. The title, The Dehumanizing Condescension of White Fragility. And McWhorter wrote this. One of America's favorite advice books of the moment is actually a racist tract. The book diminishes black people in the name of dignifying us. I suspect it was the Atlantic's choice to capitalize black. The syndicators of my own column once changed black with a little B to black with a big B because they followed the AP's rules for English. White Fragility is a prayer book for what can only be described as a cult. A corollary question is why black people need to be treated the way D'Angelo assumes we do. The very assumption is deeply condescending to all proud black people. Few books about race have more openly infantilized black people than this supposedly authoritative tome, or simply dehumanizes. Excuse me. That's exactly what I tell people all the time. I say, appeal to black pride. If somebody black says, man, y'all did this, and I say, man, look, I don't know what your thought process is, but haven't y'all gotten over it? I can't believe that you would feel so little that you are still upset about something that happened 200 years ago that has nothing to do with you. Why is it you can't get ahead? Why is it you feel like you got to still feel, little, that somebody's better? It's everything you argue means you think somebody's better than you. I couldn't live like that and just walk away. Anyway, he says, McWhorter understands that to see blacks the way the white and black left want people to see them is to dehumanize blacks. If blacks are black before they are human, if no non-blacks can relate to blacks, disagree with blacks, or want to see past the color or to the person's heart, black-non-black relations will have been set back a half a century. He's right.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.